April 28th. In a dream last night, I heard Mom screaming at Dad and the teacher at the elementary school PS-13, my first school before they transferred me to PS-222. "He's normal! He's normal! He'll grow up like other people, better than others!" She was trying to scratch the teacher, but Dad was holding her back. "He'll go to college someday! He'll be somebody!" She kept screaming it, clawing at Dad so that he'd let go of her. "He'll go to college someday, and he'll be somebody!" We were in the principal's office, and there were a lot of people looking embarrassed, but the assistant principal was smiling and turning his head so no one would see it. The principal in my dream had a long beard and was floating around the room and pointing at me. "He'll have to go to a special school.
Put him into the Warren State Home and Training School. We can't have him here."
Dad was pulling Mom out of the principal's office, and she was shouting and crying, too. I didn't see her face, but her big red teardrops kept splashing down on me. This morning I could recall the dream, but now there's more than that. I can remember through the blur, back to when I was 6 years old and it all happened, just before Norma was born. I see Mom, a thin, dark-haired woman who talks too fast and uses her hands too much. As always, her face is blurred. Her hair is up in a bun, and her hand goes to touch it, pat it smooth, as if she has to make sure it's still there. I remember that she was always fluttering like a big white bird around my father, and he too heavy and tired to escape her pecking. I see Charlie, standing in the center of the kitchen, playing with his spinner, bright-colored beads and rings threaded on a string. He holds the string up in one hand, turns the rings so they wind and unwind in bright spinning flashes. He spends long hours watching his spinner. I don't know who made it for him or what became of it, but I see him standing there fascinated as the string untwists and sets the rings spinning.